The silence was a living thing, pressing against Eliza's ears like clammy, unseen hands. It had always been a feature of this house, ever since she'd inherited it after her grandmother's passing, but tonight, it seemed suffocating. The storm outside, a banshee howling in the wind, only punctuated the oppressive quiet with flashes of skeletal trees and the booming heartbeat of thunder. Eliza huddled deeper into the threadbare armchair, the scratchy wool providing scant comfort. The flickering oil lamp cast long, grotesque shadows on the peeling wallpaper. And every creak of the ancient floorboards sent shivers down her spine. Her grandmother's words, whispered secrets carried on the ghost breath of the old house, echoed in her mind. "Beware the silence, child. It hides things best left unseen." A sudden, chilling draft swirled through the room, extinguishing the lamp with a hiss. Eliza flinched, plunging into absolute darkness. Panic clawed at her throat, urging her to flee, but her legs remained rooted to the cold oak. The silence returned, thicker, sharper, a predator stalking its prey. Then a sound. A whisper. Soft as silk against the canvas of the night. Not the wind, not the groaning house, but something else entirely. A wordless chant, guttural and alien, vibrating through the bones of the room. Eliza squeezed her eyes shut, but the sound burrowed deeper, filling her head with dread. A cold, clammy touch brushed her cheek, sending a scream dying in her throat. Something was there, in the darkness, impossibly close. She could feel its fetid breath, the rancid aroma of decay and ancient earth. Then it spoke. Not with words, but with images. A torrent of nightmares flooding her mind. She saw twisted figures writhing in a void, their limbs impossibly long, and their eyes burning with an unholy fire. They writhed and moaned, uttering the same guttural chant that filled her skull. She saw tendrils of shadow writhing out from the darkness, reaching for her, hungry and cold. The terror was paralyzing, a living ice gripping her heart. She wanted to scream, to run, but her body obeyed her will no longer. Her vision blurred, the edges of the room twisting and morphing into the nightmare tapestry playing in her mind. And then, the silence returned, heavy and final. The cold touch was gone, the whispers faded, leaving behind a hollow echo of horror. When Eliza finally dared to open her eyes, the first rays of dawn were creeping through the boarded windows, casting sickly shadows on the dusty floor. She was alone. But the silence was different now. It was no longer empty, but pregnant with a dread that seeped into her bones. The touch, the whispers, the visions, they had branded her soul, leaving an indelible mark of something ancient and terrible. As she stumbled out of the house, the rising sun painting the sky in the colors of a fresh wound, Eliza knew she was no longer who she was before. The silence had claimed her, whispering secrets of a darkness that clung to her like a shroud. And she knew, with bone-deep certainty, that it would never truly let go.